The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Galway, the third of their three-day meeting. And it's more National Hunt action to come from Ballybrit this evening. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, to you?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's quite a good card in Galway tonight.
It's all right, yeah. Not very many runners, but there are one or two stars on show. Good old Foster's Cross. Runs yet again at his beloved Galway. I think he'll take a bit of beating there. And that 5 o'clock doesn't look a bad little heat. Quite a trappy little fair between four informed summer jumping horses and Flex and Flare and Plinth clash again. Two horses likely to ply their trade on a regular basis throughout the winter over in Ireland. It would have been interesting to see how they would have gotten last time out when Flex and Flare fell at the second last, of course, and left Plinth on his own in front. So that's quite an intriguing little contest.
It is, yes. That's the second race on the card. We'll start in the first, though, which is the 4:30. And this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And we have an odds-on favourite this morning in the shape of Dandridge, who's 4-6 at the time of recording. 7-4 for James Michael. Kilcara Boy is 14-1 with Rocky Court. And 33-1, or bigger prices the rest. We do have a non-runner here as well. Number 7, Tornado Watch, does not go. So an odds-on favourite. Andy, do you see Dandridge getting his head in front here? Do you think 4-6 is the right price?
I think so, yeah. I mean, this is a really desperately weak affair. I haven't seen as modest a maiden hurdle as this in Ireland for quite a while, particularly at a track like Galway. It's quite a disgrace, really, to be honest. I mean, Arthur Moorschild has done more than enough so far in bumpers to suggest that with a clear round of jumping, he should win this quite comfortably. And even the 4-6 this morning from William Hill would seem quite generous and likely to be under threat come race time. He's already run at Sligo, which is the similar track to this, of course, and that was the first time that he'd shown any form. Previously at Leopardstown, first time out in heavy ground, he never really showed much, but back on good ground. And more importantly, with the tongue tie for the first time, he ran a really creditable race, only to be outdone in the latter stages by Powers Bomb, but he went well through that race, and there was 23 lengths back to the rest, so we know he comes up a hill. And then he went to Kilbeggan the other day and was given an aggressive ride by Nina Carver in centre favourite. And he was beaten in the hen by a horse who got a bit of previous experience called Call Me PJ, Oliver McKeon's charge. And that horse went on to finish second to Windsor Park the other day down in Garran, obviously taking on a very good horse at Dermot Wells. So I think that form is useful. Bihana, who was fourth, won the concluding bumper at Galway last night, also to boost the form. So he's got everything going for him here. Like I say, if he does manage to jump cleanly, then it should be a mere formality for him.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 5 o'clock. This is a hurdle over 2.5 miles and a trappy old affair. Flax and Flare heads the betting this morning at 5-4, 6-4 for Plinth, 5-1 for Caught and Catcher, and Ronak is 8-1. Plinth obviously getting the better of the argument last time after Flax and Flare fell. It would have been close between the two, Andy, but Plinth receiving weight here. Is the betting the right way around? Do you see Flax and Flare ahead of Plinth here?
I think it's 6-1 half a dozen the other, really. It depends on which side of the fence you sit on and how you saw that race developing down in Cork the other day. Flax and Flair made the running, which is quite uncharacteristic of him. He's normally a hold-up horse who comes off the back of strong fractions. He was dictating the race to suit himself the other day, and he was still going okay when he fell two out, but I also felt Plinth had got plenty to offer in the hands of Jody McGarvey. And had he stayed on his feet, I think he might have well won anyway. He was certainly seemingly as though he was staying on quite strongly at the time. And you weren't quite sure what Flax and Flair was going to find under pressure. I certainly think stepping up in triple suit Plinth more than it will Flax and Flair. I've always thought Flax and Flair is a real dead two-miler, whereas Plinth has always looked as though sometimes he's got a little bit tap for toe and stayed on very strongly in his races. So with the experience of him already running around this track as well, in the Galway hurdle beyond Thomas Edison and up in trip, I'd probably go with Aidan O'Brien's charge just to get the better of Flax and Flair. But I also wouldn't totally rule out Caught and Catcher as well, who comes in great nick. Once his horse is on a roll at this time of year, August, September, October, He's an irresistible force, and he proved that by winning the other day down in Killarney. The fourth horse has won subsequently Desert Moor Stream, so he's not to be discounted either, Courtin Catcher. So this race is quite more open than perhaps the betting suggests, but I would go for Plinth at the main expense of Courtin Catcher.
Okay, Plinth to win the 5 o'clock then. On to the 5:30 next, race 3 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and it's quite an open handicap as well. She's a leader, 4-1 favourite this morning. Donati's Comet is 5-1, 11-2 for Portrait. The Black Russian is 7-1, 15-2 for Noah Webster. Moondice is 8 with Carlonian, and 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. I'll just hand it over to you here, Andy, because you could give plenty of these a chance.
Yeah, you could, yeah. Non-runner just for Joe. Whittles are filled down to 11. So, unfortunately, it's 50-odd run the quarter, which is the only slight negative. The positive is very much Donata's Comet for me here from the Pat Fahey stable. Very consistent horse. Only once in his life has he finished out of the first four. That was when the ground was on the soft side and he was just out of form. But he's been in good form throughout the summer. He finished third at the Galway Festival in a race which has worked out really well. It was won by Beckwith Star. But horses like Shalina Ferner, Artful Artist, who of course was back in the pack, went on to win the flat later on at the meeting. Longhouse Saint and Swantikay all won out of that 2 mile handicap. And then he went to Sligo the other day, upped in trip, and he made short work of a fairly modest field, which contained the likes of Via del Corso, who is a proper summer jumping horse through and through. He likes good ground. We know he likes coming up a hill. He's already proven himself here at Ballybit twice over. He was also runner up in a maiden hurdle in 2013 as well. So he ticks a lot of boxes, Donata's Comet, and it's hard, given his overall record, to see him not running his race. So at 5-1 this morning with William Hill, he represents a decent each-way bet.
OK, Donata's Comet each way then in the 5:30. On to the 6 o'clock next, and this is a beginner's chase over 2¾ miles. So we're over the fences for the first time here, and we have a very heavily odds-on favourite this morning. Please Talk is 2-7. Dr. Kildare is 7-2. 11-1 for Abata, and All the Aces is 20-1. Can you see past Noel Mead's charge here?
No, you can't really. I'm not going to spend too long boring everyone to tears with what I think is going to win this race, because pretty much everyone can pick Please Talk out without me giving a preview. He's yet to win over fences, 12 attempts so far, but he has showed quite well in one or two of those contests, including last time out at Roscommon in a race where he stayed on quite nicely through beaten horses to finish second to a horse of Noel Mead called Boss Icard, who's won twice subsequently down in Down Royal over hurdles, and he followed up the other day down in Belliestown. So he was up against an in-form performer. They pull well clear of a horse called Beer Me Hoff, who runs later on the card in the 6:30. And he's the only one here who comes here in reasonable shape. Dr. Kildare would be the other one. But he'd be some way below the standard of Police Talk, certainly based on their hurdles rating. Police Talk's 123 and Dr. Kildare's only a 79 rated horse. So he hasn't run up to his hurdles level so far over fences, but there are sort of indications that he's going to step up to the plate and improve quite significantly. So Please Talk at 2-7. He's there for the ones that want to take a short price.
Okay, on to the 6:30 next. This is race 5 on the card, and this is another chase over 2¾ miles, and the betting this morning is headed by Lucian My Lord, who's 100-30, 4-1 for Butney Rock. Pride of the Arctic is 4-1. Quantitative Easing also 4s, 9-2 for Behemoth. Cross Appeal is 13-2, and Amaramac is 20-1, the outsider of the field. 7 of them in here, Andy, some of them with a few question marks over them. What do you make of the 6:30?
Yeah, I'd probably go with a horse who comes in good form, courtesy of a run at the Galway Festival, and that's Butney Rock on Nabratney's charge. He's got Davy Russell on board. He was ridden by Norm McFarlane last time out, and the duo looked at the winner as they jumped the second last into the dip. He bounded to the front with a good couple of leaps, and he went 3 or 4 lengths clear round in the home turn, Butney Rock, and almost looked like belying his odds of 33-1. He had no right to run as well as he did that day, because he was up against horses who were rated several pounds higher than him in the ratings. He went the way of Jackson's Lady, the mare, ahead of the other mare in the race, Callin Amin. But that's good form. You know, Lucy Marlowe was back in fourth. Pride of the Arctic was also beat that day. So he's got most of these field covered. And as I said, with Davy Russell replacing Noel McFarlane today, then that might make the difference. But we know he goes around the track. He's in good form. He likes the ground. It's drying out all the time over there in Galway. And at 4-1, he represents decent value there in that 6:30.
Okay, plenty of positives for Butney Rock then in the 6:30. On to the 7 o'clock, the penultimate race this evening, and this is the Guinness Handicap Chase, which is a chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And some interesting runners in here. Foster's Cross, Hattrick chasing. Foster's Cross heads the betting at 5-2. 3-1 for Cavita Beta. Boxer Beat is 11-2 with Elegant Statesman. Coldstone Sober is 6-1. 10-1 for Muzak, and then 12-1 for the other two runners. Some informed runners here, Andy. Foster's Cross, Cavita Beta's returned in pretty good heart as well. Boxer Beat looks like he's running into form. What do you make of the 7 o'clock?
Yeah, this is quite a difficult race, as the market suggests. They've all got a chance of some sort. But I'm going to stick with Foster's Cross here. He's just in a rich vein of form at the moment, this 12-year-old. Clearly a stable, who's also in good form, has got him in a good place. They've had recent winners, including Baby Wiz here yesterday, the Thomas Mullin stable. Foster's Cross, of course, a couple of times at the Galway Festival, and in Banning Robe, and Cleft, who won the other day. So out of the small sample size they've had recently, this yard is producing plenty of winners. And David Russell gets on really well as well with this 12-year-old. He's won on him the last two starts. He knows him inside out. He knows how to squeeze the best out of him. And off the back of strong fractions the other day down in Ballinrobe, he wore down the short price favourite Special Tiara, who's rated 150, in pretty ready fashion. And he won head in chest, to be fair. And I still think there's more to come from this horse. So even off a mark of 137, which gives him top weight of 11.10, I still think he's capable of perhaps giving the weight away here. I think the likely danger is going to be Cavite Beta, who trained by Jim Draper, who also loves a bit of nice ground. And he looked good on his full start of offensive the day down in Killarney when he made most of the running to score quite comfortably from Il Fenomeno. There are others, obviously, in with chances. The likes of Coldstone, Sober and Muzak and Boxer Beat all have shown form around this track before, but none more so than Foster's Cross. He's won 3 out of 10 here. And while he remains in the form that he is, I don't want to oppose him in a rush.
OK, Foster's Cross to land the hat-trick in the 7 o'clock then, and the 7:30 is the final race this evening. We finish with a 2 mile and 2 furlong bumper, so 2.25 miles, and Lyrical Theatre is the even money favourite this morning for Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins. Double Speak is 7-2, 11-2 for Seamus. Princely Con is 13-2, and sevens or bigger prices for the others. Willie Mullins, we all know how well he does in bumpers. Apparently Patrick Mullins thinks quite a lot of this mare, Lyrical Theatre, and she couldn't have been more impressive on a debut, winning by 20 lengths. This is harder, Andy, but do you expect her to follow up?
Yeah, she was hugely impressive down in Sligo the other day on her debut. We don't know what she beat, but she couldn't have done it in any more impressive fashion. She literally sauntered to the front going up the hill. Premier Style, the third horse in the end, made the running at a good gallop, and Lyrical Theatre had to make up at least 10 to 15 lengths coming out the back straight. But by the top they reached the summit of the hill, this mare was in front and on top quite readily, and she pulled easily clear by 20 lengths without coming off the bridle. She's obviously got more to come, and she's very difficult to assess because of that, because she hasn't really been in the deep competition that some of the her rivals have. Even money could look the gift of the century, but we, you know, like I say, you are taking a little bit of a chance, I suppose, in some respects. And because of that, I quite like the shape of this race from an each-way perspective. I'm just hoping that all eight runners go to post, because, well, I have got an even money stroke odds on shot, and there is a bit of value to be had from an each-way one in the race, and I'm always going to go down that route. And I quite like Princely Con here because he's already got form around this track, which is obviously a major positive. He comes from a yard which I touched upon in the previous preview in the shape of Thomas Mullins, which is in fantastic form. Baby Wiz, Cleft and Foster's Cross have all won easily for that stable in recent times. And the form of that Galway race itself that he won has worked out really well. He beats a strongly fancied Dermot Weld horse called Colvinny for the Dr. Lamb operation. Back in fourth as Lucky Pat, who's won subsequently over hurdles at Kilbeggan. Flight Plan has also won as well. That was fifth for the Desi Hughesy stable. So that form of that Galway race actually is really good. And it was the first time this horse has had a chance to run on good ground. Prior to that, he'd been running on really bottomless winter ground, which hadn't suited him. He's got a lovely action. We know that he handles Galway, and that should stand him in good stead. He's 13-2 with William Hill, and given the form of that Galway race, it's hard to see him not, putting in his maximum effort here. So, Princely Con each way 13-2 looks the way I'd go in that last race.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Let's just have a quick summary then, if you'll spin through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a massively competitive Galway card on the third day of their mini September festival. Dan Ridge should get favourite backers off to a flyer in the first race, barring accidents. I'll take Plint in the 5 o'clock, who looked to be getting the better of his old rival Flaxon Flair anyway down in Cork last time out. Donatus Comet looks a really good each-way bet in the 5.30, given his track form and his overall general consistent profile. Please Talk looks an absolute shoe-in for Noel Mead in that beginner's chase. Butney Rocker ran well at the Galway Festival itself, gets a chance to go two places better in that conditions chase. In the 7 o'clock, good old Foster's Cross keeps rolling back the years, and while he's in good form, I don't want to oppose him. And in the final race, despite the obvious claims of the wildly impressive first-time-out winner at Lyrical Theatre, I'll take Princely Con each way around about the 13-2 mark to at least get in the frame.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Galway this evening.
I will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.